Greetings. I have had a wonderful time in Angola, Africa. God has been good, and the fruit of his life and love is growing here. Thank you to all who came with hunger for God. His love and purpose are going to grow in this land. Today I am arriving in Portugal to go home tomorrow. As sons and daughters of God, we are the light of Christ to our world. We are like stars in the night placed by God to rule in the night. In this, we are dependent upon God and upon being in our God-assigned place in the body of Christ. This is the place of God's purpose and will. It is the place of being alive and being life for our world. This is the place of our authority in Christ. Authority always gives life. It never takes. It is not a matter of control or manipulation. It is a matter of giving to others the life that God has entrusted to each of us. The light of authority is the light of God's love that destroys death with life and crumbles every lie by a testimony of truth. To shine, we must seek first God's kingdom. The kingdom of God is within us, Luke 17:20-21. It is the place of knowing righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit, Romans 14:17. To seek the kingdom of God is to seek the will and way of the King in all things. Christ in us is the source of our true identity, testimony, and purpose in life. It is in him that we live, in him we move, and in him we have our being. Our relationship with him gives us a righteousness that empowers us to be alive in our world. Our oneness with him gives us peace that reveals his heavenly testimony in our lives. He gives us breath, and we are an expression of him in our world. His manifest presence in our lives gives us all things. A partnership with him in all things gives us the joy of his purpose in all things. As children of God, we are the light of Christ to our world. The foundation of our lives is made secure and growing by the power of Holy Spirit working in us. Holy Spirit in us is the testimony of grace that empowers us in all things. To be the light of Christ, we have to know the presence and love of God resting in our lives. He is our first love, and being loved by God is eating of the tree of life. We were born to be loved by him, Revelation 2:7. To be the light of Christ, we must be empowered from within to love God with all of our hearts. We have no fear of death because God's perfect love casts out all fear in our lives. Not even the second death has any power over us. We have eternal life in Christ, and that eternal life is knowing God our Father and knowing Jesus Christ his Son by a connection with Holy Spirit in our hearts. To be the light of Christ, we must have a personal testimony in Christ, inside and out. We are submerged in God's Holy Spirit to become holy in our character, nature, way, power, and authority. The mystery of God's Word is continually transforming our hearts from within, and the power of His Spirit is transforming who we are to reveal to our world the power of God's love, Revelation 2:17. To be the light of Christ, we must give the life of God to our world. We destroy the lies of death by the authority of life given to us by God. The truth of God's life destroys the lies of death that surround us in our world. We shine like the sun to bring the authority of God's life to the world given to each of us. Revelation 2:26-28. To be the light of Christ, we demonstrate the good works of Christ to our world. We were clothed in self, but now we are clothed in Christ. We are sent by God our Father to bring the power of God's resurrection might to those God sends us to. Our Father confesses us before the angels of heaven to be his sent sons and daughters in Christ to our world. Revelation 3:5. To be the light of Christ, we must know the love of God to be his love to one another. We are a dwelling place of God's Spirit in this world, and knowing his love ignites our hearts to love him and to love one another, to be a corporate community of his love, Revelation 3:12. To be the light of Christ, we must open the doors of our hearts to God's presence for his will and purpose in all things. Partnership with God in Christ empowers us to reign in life. We are in awe of who he is, and he ignites our hearts to live for the zeal of his house in all things, Revelation 3:20-21. We are a dwelling place of God by his Spirit, and we shine as his light in the uniqueness of who we are for his glory in our world. We are joined to him and to one another to rule in the darkness of the night. We are children of light. Blessings, Ted J. Hansen.